Week 1, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord is a great King. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is a great King. Come, let us adore him. Worship, glory, praise, and honour to our God, high-throned above. We, with many generations, join to praise your name of love. In the Scriptures, by the Spirit, may we see the Saviour's face, hear his word and heed his calling, know his will and grow in grace. The Lord will protect the rights of the oppressed. Psalm 9. Lord, why do you stand far off and hide yourself in times of distress? The poor man is devoured by the pride of the wicked. He is caught in the schemes that others have made. For the wicked man boasts of his heart's desires, the covetous blasphemes and spurns the Lord. In his pride the wicked says, he will not punish. There is no God. Such are his thoughts. His path is ever untroubled. Your judgment is far from his mind. His enemies he regards with contempt. He thinks, never shall I falter. Misfortune shall never be my lot. His mouth is full of cursing, guile, oppression, mischief and deceit under his tongue. He lies in wait among the reeds, the innocent he murders in secret. His eyes are on the watch for the helpless man. He lurks in hiding like a lion in his lair. He lurks in hiding to seize the poor. He seizes the poor man and drags him away. He crouches, preparing to spring, and the helpless fall beneath his strength. He thinks in his heart, God forgets. He hides his face. He does not see. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will protect the rights of the oppressed. Lord, you have seen our trouble and sorrow. Psalm 9 continued. Arise then, Lord, lift up your hand. O God, do not forget the poor. Why should the wicked spurn the Lord and think in his heart he will not punish? But you have seen the trouble and sorrow. You note it. You take it in hand. The helpless trusts himself to you, for you are the helper of the orphan. Break the power of the wicked and the sinner. Punish his wickedness till nothing remains. The Lord is King for ever and ever. The heathen shall perish from the land he rules. Lord, you hear the prayer of the poor. You strengthen their hearts. You turn your ear to protect the rights of the orphan and oppressed, so that mortal man may strike terror no more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you have seen our trouble and sorrow. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, 7 times refined. Psalm 11. Help, O Lord, for good men have vanished. Truth has gone from the sons of men. Falsehood they speak one to another, with lying lips, with a false heart. May the Lord destroy all lying lips, the tongues that speak high-sounding words, those who say, our tongue is our strength, our lips are our own, who is our master? For the poor who are oppressed, and the needy who groan, I myself will arise, says the Lord. I will grant them the salvation for which they thirst. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined. It is you, O Lord, who will take us in your care and protect us for ever from this generation. See how the wicked prowl on every side, while the worthless are prized highly by the sons of men. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined. The Lord guides the humble in the right path. He teaches his way to the poor. A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 11. There is a man who works and toils and presses on, but is so much the more in want. There is another who is slow and needs help, who lacks strength and abounds in poverty. But the eyes of the Lord look upon him for his good. He lifts him out of his low estate and raises up his head, so that many are amazed at him. Good things and bad, life and death, poverty and wealth come from the Lord. The gift of the Lord endures for those who are godly, and what he approves will have lasting success. There is a man who is rich through his diligence and self-denial, and this is the reward allotted to him when he says, I have found rest, and now I shall enjoy my goods. He does not know how much time will pass until he leaves them to others and dies. Stand by your covenant and attend to it, and grow old in your work. Do not wonder at the works of a sinner, but trust in the Lord and keep at your toil. For it is easy in the sight of the Lord to enrich a poor man quickly and suddenly. The blessing of the Lord is the reward of the godly, and quickly God causes his blessing to flourish. Do not say, what do I need, and what prosperity could be mine in the future? Do not say, I have enough, and what calamity could happen to me in the future? In the day of prosperity, adversity is forgotten, and in the day of adversity, prosperity is not remembered. For it is easy in the sight of the Lord to reward a man on the day of death according to his conduct. The misery of an hour makes one forget luxury, and at the close of a man's life his deeds will be revealed. Call no one happy before his death. A man will be known through his children. Responsory from Ecclesiasticus 11. When the rich man says, I have found rest, and now I shall enjoy my goods, he does not know how much time will pass until he leaves them to others and dies. The rich man thinks to himself, I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my goods. He does not know how much time will pass until he leaves them to others and dies. A reading from the Longer Rules of St. Basil the Great. Love towards God cannot be taught, for neither have we learned from another to rejoice in the light and to cling to life, nor did anyone else teach us to love our parents or those that brought us up. In the same way, or much more so, the learning of the divine love does not come from outside, but when the creature was made, I mean man, a certain word was disseminated among men, having within itself the tendency towards an adaptation to love. The pupils in the school of God's commandments, having received this word, are, by God's grace, enabled to exercise it with care, to nourish it with knowledge, and to bring it to perfection. Wherefore, we also, welcoming your zeal as necessary for attaining our end, by God's gift and your assistance of us in your prayers, will strive to stir up the spark of the divine love hidden within you according to the power given us by the Spirit. But let me say this first. As regards all the commandments given by God, we have received already from him power to keep them, that we may neither feel aggrieved, as though anything strange were demanded of us, nor be elated, as though we paid more than was given us. And by this power, if we work rightly and fittingly, we fulfil in godly manner the life of virtue. But if we corrupt its working, we are carried away into vice. This is a definition of vice, an evil use, and one contrary to the command of the Lord, of things given us by God for good. Similarly, the virtue required by God may be defined as the use of them with a good conscience according to the commandment of the Lord. This being so, we may say the same about love. Having received a commandment to love God, we possess the power to love implanted in us at the moment we are constituted. The proof of this is not external, but anyone can learn it from himself and within himself. For by nature we desire beautiful things, though we differ as to what is supremely beautiful. And without being taught, we have affection towards those near and dear to us, and we spontaneously show goodwill to all our benefactors. Now what is more marvellous than the divine beauty? What thought has more charm than the magnificence of God? What yearning of the soul is so keen and intolerable as that which comes from God upon the soul which is cleansed from all evil and cries out with true affection, "I am wounded with love"? Ineffable, holy, and inexplicable are the flashes of the divine beauty. A responsory from Psalm 17. I love you, Lord, my strength, my defender, my fortress, my saviour. My God is the stronghold where I take refuge, my defender, my fortress, my saviour. Let us pray. In your love, Lord, answer our humble prayer. Give us the grace to see what we have to do and the strength to do it. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.